Good morning. This is Catherine Lanfer. I'm in for Celeste Headley this
morning. Welcome back there, Catherine.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's nice to be with you.
You know, this crisis in the Gulf is kind of the perfect crisis for some politicians and the worst possible nightmare for others, it seems to me.
Well, that's true. In fact, you could even say that the oil spill has a silver lining, if you will. I know. You thought it was black oil. Forget it. Black gold. It's actually silver gold for politicians because it has something they all love. You know what that is? It's a platform. Listen.
Now they're going to continue to throw rocks at us until they destroy this coastline. They all are in a rotten hell for this.
I've spent every day of this oil spill along the coast helping to fight back the soil.
Instead of talking about capping the well today, the president talked about putting a new cap and trade tax on the American people.
We're in the middle of a war to defend our way of life. We will win this war.
So the local politicians have a platform. They're fighting on the front lines, but at the White House, it's not looking the same.
Well, what's interesting is it's a worst-case scenario for the environment, but if you're a local politician, it's the best-case scenario. We're going to be talking to Politico reporter Jonathan Martin about the political implications of this oil disaster. And we're also going to be joined a little later by Gail Oberst. She's the mayor of Panama City Beach in Florida.
And we should say local politicians aren't happy about the oil spill. They just see some political opportunities there.
Well, okay, Jonathan Martin, go ahead. Tell us, how can this possibly be good news for anybody?
Well, good morning, guys. And I think you have to look at three Gulf State governors that have been impacted the most, and that's Governor Haley Barbour in Mississippi, Charlie Crist in Florida, and, of course, Bobby Jindal in Louisiana. And I think governors, if they are on the scene, if they are perceived by their voters as channeling the anger of the local population towards BP, towards the federal government, they often do a benefit. In these sort of crises, usually how it works is those that have the most political sort of benefit typically are the local and state politicians, and those that typically get the most blame are those further away from the crisis, typically those in Washington, national politicians. Not always fair, but that's usually the way it breaks down.
Hey, Gail Oberst, I want to turn to you for a minute. How do you see politics affected by the oil spill? You're a local politician, and you've just heard Jonathan describe this.
Well, I think that Jonathan is probably correct. We are seeing some changes in the polls in the state of Florida already.
How has your job changed, though?
Well, as the mayor of the city, I've been more involved with the business community and with our local citizens, probably doing more reassuring and negotiating with our representatives from the state and the national to get the situations taken care of as they arise.
Jonathan Martin,
yeah.
Is there anything that actually the Obama White House can do? Besides
sure.
Changing his vacation plans.
Going down to the Gulf, talking about the issue, being seen there, walking the beaches on the bayou, certainly talking about money for those affected by this, making sure those are made whole. But here's the difference. If you are a governor, Charlie Crist in Florida, this is dominating your sort of tenure, your job day in, day out. You're walking that beach on the Gulf every day. You're dominating the sort of local news coverage on TV, in the papers, top of the newscast, front page of the papers, day in, day out. And so what happens is folks see that, and they recognize that, that the governor is the one on the front lines, on the scene, and the perception is very, very powerful because you're bombarded with that image. President Obama may make what trip or three or four down to the Gulf, but it's not sort of day in, day out coverage that those folks are seeing from a Crist who, every time you turn on CNN, open up a paper, there he is once again in Pensacola, in Panama City, in wherever.
Right. Well, let's talk about Panama City. Mayor Oberst, how has this changed voters? Do they view political institutions like the mayor's office, like City Hall, like, even the state governmental institutions as a way to protect their environment around them? Are they more politically activated now?
I think they probably are. Most of our businesses, owners, and our citizens are keeping keeping up with everything that's happening on the media. We're involved in a lot of meetings. They're talking more about how in the world did this happen, what can be done to keep it from happening again. And I think they're probably experiencing frustration and helplessness that, you know, it did happen, and we've just been sitting here for over 100 days now waiting to see, for the oil to get to us, which it hasn't, and trying to figure out ways to be proactive. So, yes, I think you're going to see that we are all more involved than we've ever been.
All right. Speaking of involved, Jonathan Martin, tell us of the governors who you think has taken best advantage of this crisis.
Sure. Well, I think in the short term, there's no question that it's Charlie Crist in Florida, and that's because he's running for election this year. He's on the ballot this year, I should say.
Well, and he's also back from the dead. I mean, yeah. Completely back from the dead. I mean, Charlie Crist is back from the dead in Florida, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, he's in this three-way race for the U.S. Senate. He dropped his GOP affiliation, running as an independent, which can be very, very difficult. He was given no chance when he changed parties back in May. He's now leading in every poll in that contest, and it's in large part because, again, like I was saying, the past 2 months, every time a Floridian turns on their news, pick up a paper, there he is again on the beach. So that sort of image of on-the-scene crisis management has been really helpful for him. I would also add Haley Barbour, Mississippi, Bobby Jindal in Louisiana, both of whom sporting about 70% approval ratings. There are very few governors in the country right now during this recession who have approval ratings that are 50, let alone 70. So they also are doing very, very well.
And again, Schwarzenegger's wishing for an oil spill in California.
They're seen as folks that are sort of on the front lines of this crisis.
All right. I want to thank you both for joining us. Jonathan Martin is a political reporter for Politico, and Gail Oberst is the mayor of Panama City Beach. You know, it's almost as if the... there was a lot of Dawn detergent for those oil-slicked politicians.
Well, they've been lucky there in Florida, that's for sure, because the oil, as the mayor said, hasn't actually hit the beach in most places.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, too, to see what impact just capping the well is going to be. Maybe they're going to lose some of that benefit.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.